part of the message that I want to bring. I want to read a passage of Scripture, the 13th chapter of Acts. Afterwards, they preached from town to town across the entire island, that's Cyprus, until finally they reached Paphos, where they met a Jewish sorcerer, a fake prophet named Bar-Jesus. He had attached himself to the governor of the island, Sergius Paulus, a man of considerable insight and understanding. The governor invited Barnabas and Paul to visit him, for he wanted to hear their message from God. But the sorcerer, Elymas, that's his Greek name, interfered and urged the governor to pay no attention to what Paul and Barnabas said, trying to keep him from trusting the Lord. Then Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, glared angrily at the sorcerer and said, "You son of the devil, full of every sort of trickery and villainy, enemy of all that is good, will you never end your opposition to the Lord?" In his inauguration address, President Bush called drugs public enemy number one. On September 5th, he outlined a program and strategy for fighting drugs. Governor Clinton has done the same. There's nothing new about drug and alcohol abuse. Encyclopedia Britannica says, "The history of taking drugs for non-medical purposes goes back thousands of years. Man has always been adept at discovering and utilizing mood-altering drugs. The Greeks and the Romans even had a god, Bacchus, who reigned over those who loved to drink or take drugs. Illegal drugs which are known to produce dependency are in the end destructive, as we've already heard. It's destructive to the individual, to marriages, to families, to whole societies, to whole nations. There's an indication in the book of Revelation that as we approach the end of the age, our whole nations will be drugged. 79% of all criminal defendants in some of our cities test positive for drug use. New York City, drug use is the leading cause of death in the 13 to 35 year old age group. Representative Charles Rangel of New York, chairman of the House Select Committee on Narcotics Abuse and the greatest threat to our national security today is not the Sandinistas, but the drug traffickers jeopardizing democracies throughout the world. A leading narcotic agent said, "Police forces cannot stop drugs. Only people can stop drugs." Somewhere he said there's an answer, but he said, "I don't know where the answer is." The answer is found in the Word of God, in the Bible, and you've just heard an illustration of it from Rick Stanley, that God can transform a young man or a young woman when they put their trust and faith in Him. Drug abuse is an undisciplined flight from reality, not to something good, but to something evil. And throughout scriptures, drugs are associated with witchcraft and demonology. The Greek word for sorcery or witchcraft is pharmakia. And from that word, we get our English word pharmacy or drugs. And they go together. And many times they go together with pornography, coming from the same root. In sorcery, the use of drugs was always present. And there was always the appeal to the occult powers. And in this passage of scripture that we just read, it's clear that this sorcerer and drug addict, Bar-Jesus, had a hold on the governor of Cyprus. The Bible says that he had a conscience that was corrupted. The Apostle Paul said, "You enemy of all righteousness." Paul wrote to Titus of those words, consciences who have been corrupted. You can harden and deaden your conscience so that your conscience may speak to you, but you can no longer hear it. And that's when you come to Christ, He resensitizes the conscience, and you can hear it again. But many of you tonight do not know the difference between right and wrong because your conscience is dead or has been corrupted or is seared. Is there a solution to corrupted conscience?
Yeah.
Can something happen to your conscience?
Yeah.
The Bible says, "Let us draw near," in the 10th chapter of Hebrews. "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, you can have your heart and your conscience redone. That's the reason Jesus said you must be born again. But one of the problems in the South is that everybody's a member of the church, and everybody thinks they have been born again. Jesus said to Nicodemus, it's not enough. You need to have a change of heart. You need to have a personal relationship with God, which can transform you and change you.